Support for Classical Music According to Yehuda comes from the Lathrop Communities, serving older adults in the Quaker tradition for over 25 years, offering independent living on two campuses in Northampton and East Hampton, Massachusetts. Lathrop.Kendall.org. In this week's Classical Music According to Yehuda, Alan Chartok and Yehuda Hanani continued their series of discussions about women who influenced classical composers. Last week, we learned about Augusta Holmes, a student who inspired César Franck. This week, we learn more about Holmes herself.
So Yehuda Hanani, the last time we were talking about César Franck and his love affair, and now you have some more to tell us about that very interesting story.
Last week, we heard the last movement of an amazing piece of music. It was inspired by the passion of a teacher to his student, César Franck, who fell in love with Augusta Holmes. Now, who is this femme fatale who beguiled the entire male faculty of the Conservatoire in Paris, including Rimsky-Korsakov, who was there for 2 years? She was born in Paris in 1847 of Irish descent, as her name Holmes tells us. She began composing songs at age 12 and publishing at 14, first under a pseudonym and then under her own name. Already then, she spoke French, English, German, Italian, and with extensive background in poetry and the classics, she supplied her own lyrics to her 128 songs, which is quite remarkable for a young woman like this, young girl, I should say. Some of these songs will be featured at our June 10th concert on the Close Encounters with Music series in celebration of women composers. Her large works include an opera, symphony, symphonic poems, but I thought it would be most appropriate to introduce her to the listeners, considering the background and the César Franck story, with a piece called Nuit et l'amour, Night and Love. She remained a devoted disciple of Franck. After his death, commissioned from Auguste Rodin a bronze medallion for his tomb. She further burnished her standing as a romantic figure by serving as a nurse in the Franco-Prussian War. She became French citizen. She put an accent in her name and changed it from Holmes to Olmé, identifying with French culture, and was really at the center of artistic and intellectual life in France. It's quite interesting that with all these suitors and distinguished admirers, she never married, but lived with the French poet Catouille Mendès, with whom she had 5 children. Renoir's famous painting of 3 blonde girls by the upright piano is a portrait of 3 of them. But let's go back to this Night and Love, Nuit et l'amour, by Augusta Holmes, and enjoy this fabulous romantic piece.
La Nuit et la Mort by Augusta Holmes. Before that, Alan Chartok speaking with cellist Yehuda Hanani. To learn about Yehuda's Close Encounters with Music series in Great Barrington, Massachusetts, visit cewm.org. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.